AudioLearn's Medical School Crash Courses presents Pain Management, written by experienced professors and professionally narrated by a medical doctor for accuracy. This crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the USMLE, or if you're simply interested in the subject of pain management. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school pain management course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master pain management. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There are quizzes and key takeaways following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. In this course, we'll cover the following topics: nociceptive pain, neuropathic pain, cancer pain, aspirin, NSAID drugs, capsaicin, and acetaminophen, medications for neuropathic pain, opioids and muscle relaxers for pain, patient-controlled analgesia, epidural and spinal anesthesia, local anesthesia and local anesthetics, trigger point and facet joint injections, sympathetic blocks and nerve blocks, botulinum toxin for pain, and intrathecal pain pump. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in pain management with the correct answers. To get the most out of this course, we recommend that you listen to the entire audio once while taking notes, then go back and listen to areas you had difficulties with. AudioLearn's medical school crash courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school pain management course. Now, let's get started. This course covers the topic of pain management. Primary care doctors and other healthcare workers may not understand how the different types of pain manifest or how to treat complex pain syndromes. There are oral medications used for pain as well as numerous injectable ways to manage pain, including local anesthetics, Botox, opioids, and corticosteroids. These methods of pain management are included as part of the comprehensive pain management discussed as part of this course. The focus of Chapter 1 is nociceptive pain. The different types include superficial pain, visceral pain, and deep somatic pain. The origin of this type of pain and how it reaches the brain are parts discussed in this chapter. Briefly, we will discuss the difference between nociceptive pain and neuropathic pain. Each of the types of nociceptic pain will be covered in this chapter. Chapter 2 analyzes neuropathic pain, which is different from nociceptive pain. Neuropathic pain stems from damage to nerves. The pain does not originate from a source of injury, rather from the damaged nerves. Unlike nociceptive pain, which is treated with pain medications, neuropathic pain is treated differently, using anticonvulsive agents and antidepressant medications to manage what is a very complex pain syndrome. Chapter 3 covers the topic of cancer pain. This involves a particular and sometimes poorly understood type of pain associated with cancer. There are different types of cancer pain associated with chemotherapy or radiation. The treatment of this type of pain can be difficult and requires the trial of several different agents before one can be found to relieve the pain of cancer, chemotherapy, and irradiation. The topic of Chapter 4 are commonly used drugs for minor pain, including aspirin, NSAIDs, capsaicin cream, and acetaminophen. Each of these medications is available over-the-counter for general use in the treatment of pain. Just because they are over-the-counter medications doesn't mean that they are without risk or side effects. This chapter will discuss the advantages, disadvantages, and risks of taking these medications. Chapter 5 is about the different medications used for the management of neuropathic pain. This is a unique pain that stems mainly from damaged peripheral nerves. This means it requires pain medications that act less on the nociceptor and more on the nerves themselves. There are many and varied types of medications that have been found to be helpful in the treatment of this type of pain, each of which will be covered in this chapter. Chapter 6 covers the different opioid drugs and muscle relaxants used for moderate to severe pain, as well as for pain secondary to muscle spasm. Of the two classifications of drugs, only opioids are used for pain of any type, while muscle relaxants tend to relieve pain that is associated to muscle spasm and other muscle-related pain.